Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and on this Friday, I want you to think about the last time that you just did something really nice and unexpected for a family member to express love for them. And I want to share a story with you about a six-year-old little boy named Brandon who decided one Saturday that he was going to fix his parents' pancakes. And he found a big bowl and a spoon, and he pulled it up to the counter and opened up the cupboard and pulled out the really heavy flour canister, and he spilled it, kind of predictable, all over the floor. Well, he scooped up some of the flour into the bowl with his hands, and he mixed in most of a cup of milk and added some sugar and left kind of a floury trail on the floor, which by now had a few tracks in it left by his kitten. He was covered in flour, and he was getting kind of frustrated, but he really, really wanted to do something nice for his mom and dad. But it was getting really bad, because he didn't know what to do next, whether to put it in the oven or on the stove, and he didn't know how the stove worked. And suddenly he saw his kitten licking from the bowl of mix and reached to push her away and knocked the carton of eggs all over the floor and broke them all. And frantically, he tried to clean up this huge mess, but he slipped on the eggs and fell and got his pajamas all white and sticky. Just then, his dad walked in the door, and this little boy just started sobbing, and huge crocodile tears were welling up in his eyes, and all he wanted to do was do something really nice for his parents, but instead he'd made this terrible mess, and he was sure that a scolding was coming. But his father instead just watched him, and then walking through the mess, he picked up his crying son and hugged him and loved him and got his own pajamas really sticky and messy in the process. And that's how God deals with us when we try to do something good in life, but it turns into a big old mess. You know, it can get sticky, and that's okay. Our marriage gets all sticky, or when we insult a friend, or we can't stand our job, or our health goes sour. Well, sometimes we just stand there in tears because we can't think of anything else to do. But that's when God usually picks us up and loves us and forgives us, even though some of our mess gets all over him too. But just because we mess up, we can't stop trying to make pancakes or for God or for others. Sooner or later, we'll get it right, and then we will be so glad that we tried. So when's the last time that you tried to do something like that for family members or for a loved one? You know, do all of your friends know that you love and care about them? And remind your special friends and relatives that you love them dearly while you can, even if you don't think that they love you back. That can be a hard thing to do. You would be amazed what those three little words can bring, a smile or maybe something else, other feelings. Well, pass some of this love to others today. And we would love to hear from you at Mormon Channel Daily. If you have any ideas of what you can do for others, or you want to share a story about something you've done for somebody else that's gone horribly wrong, where your motives were pure, but maybe the end product wasn't what you expected. I want to share a quote with you from an anonymous source, and it says, "Life is too short, and tomorrow is never promised to any of us. So take every opportunity that you can in order to tell the people in your lives that you care about them. There will be many moments when you can tell someone that you love them and how they make you feel. So take advantage of them while you can. Never waste an opportunity to tell someone you love them." Thank you so much for joining us today. If you have any suggestions or comments or inspirational stories you'd like to share, we'd love to hear from you at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. I'm Jennifer Stagg. This episode of Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.